Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Conspiracy Buzz. I'm Bailey, and with me as always,
I'm Venice.
And for this week's episode, we will be talking about the moon landing. So, if you are a new listener, we make podcasts about new and old theories about major events in our history.
I would like to mention that we have a website at conspiracybuzz.nitosa.org. where you can find information about our podcast and about us as hosts. And we also have merch. We recently got some merch in there, so go check that out.
Actually, it's pretty interesting. We created it ourselves, so in the hopes that you guys actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think you guys will. So.
Yeah, we've been playing around with some designs for different logos and stuff like that, so.
Alrighty, so. Again. So about the moon landing and how some people think it was fake. And I honestly think it was.
I kind of think it was too. All the signs point to it being fake. Other than like the two pictures we have of
the two pictures, like that's what amazes me. Why would you only take two pictures? Like very few pictures of a major historic finding.
And why would you put an American flag on it? I know that isn't really related to this.
So that was for Russia, because we had, so we were trying to beat Russia and going, and who was going to go to the moon first. So I think what we did is we set up like a bunch of, like we had a studio set and we set it up to look like the moon. And so we like, since we didn't have the technology to actually go there, like the rocket that was set off, I think it was just like, it didn't actually go all the way. And so they wanted, we were trying to beat the, I think either the Russians or the Chinese. And then we,
I think it was Russia.
Yeah. So then we were like, it was like a rub in your face kind of thing. Like, yeah. We made it before you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but it's also like, we're going to a whole different structure and space and putting our problems on it.
right like America's like this is great
guys. Yeah, here's a great idea, let's make this thing our own
since we like to take everything else.
Yeah,
I mean we do. Okay, so where it all started in 1915 when NACA was founded. So
just looking up some stuff real quick.
So it's called the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. So basically it was just like a supervise and direct the scientific study of problems of flight with a view to their practical solution. So they just like were in charge of it. So they watched all of the science stuff about like moon landings and stuff. And then in, as some of you don't know, maybe, that they think Disney was a part of it. So in 1923, Disney was founded, Walt Disney. And if you, like, look at some of his, like, work, it's, like, all about, like, so he liked magic and stuff. And it's, like, all just magic. It's weird. Like, really, really weird. And he was, like, just a part of that. And it was kind of interesting. And then in 1958, NASA was founded, which
stands for National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
That's what it was. So there you go. And then, so this will be relevant. So in 1968, the 2001 A Space Odyssey was released. And what is weird though, is because that was released and then 33 years later, the World Trade Center was collapsed. In 1968, that's when they started construction of it or something. Yeah, it was construction of the two Twin Towers, and then 33 years later, it magically just went away. I can't remember the coincidence of it, but it was pretty major. It was like this weird thing, and I can't remember why. Anyways, so in 1969, the Apollo 11 was landed on the moon. In 1971, the Apollo 14 and 15 landed on the moon. And then in 1972, Apollo 16 and 17 landed on the moon.
Hmm.
And then somehow we haven't, after those four, five landings successfully, we still haven't gone in 40 years.
Even though our technology has to be much more advanced by now. It is.
Oh, it is. But people just, like, people are so weird about it. And also, they say that the people who run NASA, like, are part of the Freemason. And if you guys don't know what the Freemasons are, it's, like, this elite group. And so they're, like, are the secret fraternal, men only, obviously, order of the free and accepted Masons, the largest worldwide secret society. So, like, people, like, they have come out and said, like, yeah, we, like, the Freemasons real. But you just aren't allowed to, like, be there and listen to, like, their meetings and stuff. And what's weird is that, like, all, like, the pure, like, 13 original pureblood families are, like, in it. And it's just, I don't know why, but it's pretty weird. And you have to be chosen. Like, you have, like, you can't just, like, join. You have to be, like, picked by them.
I wish I was a male now, because that sounds fun. I want to know all the world's secrets.
So, and, like, it's just weird. Like, they know all of it.
Yeah, they know everything. They probably know if Michael Jackson's alive.
I'm sure they do. For sure. So, basically, and what is also weird is that, like, they say that there's, like, this, what is it? It's, like radiation around the, like, world, like, this, like,
atmosphere?
Yeah. So, like, there's, like, this, like, I don't know what it's called, but it goes around the Earth, and basically, like, it's, like, so, like, toxic and stuff that, like, you can't get out of it. Like, you can't get out of the world's atmosphere mm-hmm. because of it. And so we can only go out, like, the first layer of Earth, I guess. Like, that's as far as we've gone, which is weird because why would we only have gone that far?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they just say that, like...
Well, that's so weird, though. How did we get the like, bots, not robots, but, like, the rovers and stuff that go mm-hmm. on the moon? Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of weird things about space. Lots of things that are probably not the way that we know. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
there's so many things unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I forgot to mention that Buzz Aldrin, the first guy supposedly, quote-unquote, on the moon, said that, like, they didn't go on the moon. I have the clip.
He had a very questionable statement. It could have been taken out of context, but it really sounds like he's saying that they didn't go. So I can see why
some people
would say, like, listen to it and think, oh.
So just listen to it.
Sorry, that was, basically he's saying we didn't go there. A little girl was asking, why haven't we been back to the moon? And...
Oh my gosh.
To me, Buzz is flat out saying that we didn't go. Buzz, why haven't we gone back to the moon? Because we didn't go there. We didn't.
Like, why would the first man on the moon say that we didn't go there?
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. Didn't he? I think he died. But I can't remember. But it's still weird to think about.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those things that we'll never... Buzz Aldrin is alive.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But yeah, it's just one of those things we can wonder, but unless if you're a very special person, you'll probably never find out for sure.
There you go. That's true. Unless you're important.
Yeah.
You'll never know, which I'm sure none of us will, unless we can become a senator or president.
Yeah. I wonder if the president knows.
Oh, he definitely does. He has access to all those documents.
Hmm. Well, We would love to hear your feedback and your guys' thoughts on it. So we do have an email. It's on our website. You can find our email there, along with information again about our podcast and us as hosts. So yeah, just check that out at conspiracybuzz.nitosa.org.
And yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. And
we will have a good one next week. We will have a guest next week, probably.
And you guys already know her, so you'll be surprised to find out who it is.
Yes.
So thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast, and we are signing off.
Yes. Oh my God.